Welcome back, Wheel of SNES, Season 6, Episode 9, total episode
69. Nice.
If you don't know, and I'm sure you do by now, we're ranking every Super Nintendo game against each other, but we don't get to pick which game we want to play. We let a randomizer wheel tell us. This week, it spun, and we got one called Spanky's Quest. I'm almost positive. I've heard of the game. I mean, it sounds familiar, but I'm almost positive that I've never played this game in my life, Josh.
Never heard of it.
I guess before we get into it, because this is going to be kind of a... I'm struggling with the plot here. So, like, I got to read the back of the box, and this is probably about as good as the plot's going to get.
Okay.
Spanky's Quest. Wicked Witch turns fruits into monsters. Mopoland population famished. Welcome to Mopoland, where the evil witch Morticia has cast an evil spell and turned all the fruits in her mighty kingdom into fiendish monsters. Spanky, our primate hero, is on a quest armed with his magic ball and his exceptional ball-hitting capabilities. Spanky must hunt down Morticia through 6 grueling levels to liberate Mopoland and save its citizens from a certain famine. And we get 4 bullet points. Fun, playful characters, password, continue feature, unique traps and hidden rooms, fantasy adventure game suitable for the entire family. So number one, it's Mopoland, so it's maybe it's Mopoland.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or Mopoland sounds pretty weak. So I still don't understand the plot. When we come back, we'll circle back around to the plot. So it was released in July 92, you know, pretty early, relatively. Developed and published by Natsumi. Now, I think in Japan or in Europe, they had some different publishers, but Natsumi did several of the Harvest, well, they're the Harvest Moon people.
Yeah.
Shadow of the Ninja, Wild Guns. They got a ton of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, including the movie and the one we already played.
We played the movie.
Yeah, we played the movie and the original. They're both Natsume. Yeah. And they've got a ton of Game Boy games. Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color. They got Lufia. Several proven. It was released on 2 systems. Josh, can you guess which 2? Obviously, Super Nintendo.
Yeah, the Game Boy.
That's it. So, the only difference, well, I'm not going to say the only difference, but the main difference is in the Game Boy version, which is essentially the same style play. Of course, it's black and white, I believe.
The original Game Boy didn't have color.
You didn't collect keys. You moved on when you defeated every enemy of the level. So, in the Super Nintendo one, you can go by without beating the enemies. You just got to collect the keys. So, I don't know. I kind of think I'd rather it be beating the enemies.
Yeah.
Now that I think of it. I mean, it was fine either way. It didn't, you know, make the game or break the game necessarily. But I'm like, I don't know. It feels a little incomplete when you leave an enemy, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Your job is to defeat the evil witch, and then why not destroy all the henchmen?
So, the plot that I have for this is Spanky moves through levels, bouncing a ball on his head, hitting enemies, capturing keys to open the door to the next level or in the next section. As the back of the box says, Morticia has turned all the fruits into fiendish monsters. So we don't know why she did that. That's kind of a problem for me. I guess she's going to take it over.
Population.
And to be honest, not to get too far into it, I mean, other than the bosses, they weren't too damn fiendish to me.
No.
You know,
no,
I mean,
they were very...
How fiendish can a fucking fruit be? Like, fiendish is like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Like, that's more fiendish,
yeah.
You know? And like a damn little apple or a peach, you know, not as fiendish. I don't know. Strange quote for it.
Tomatoes are fiendish. Apples and peaches are cuddly. Got it.
Well, the fucking tomatoes have damn... The killer tomatoes has got damn teeth, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I know they do.
They'll bite your damn nipple off, man. What these things gonna do? Damn, squirt some juice in your eye?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm forgetting something here, Josh. That's really all I got.
I was about to say, I think that's about it, honestly.
Yeah. So, you're a fucking monkey. I guess to go into a little bit of the control. So, you're a monkey, and the magic ball it refers to kind of looks like a golf ball or a bouncy ball. And so, you move through the levels. You got two buttons, an attack button and a jump. And you bounce this ball on your head, and it's bigger and bigger, and then you can pop it and kill enemies.
Yep.
It sounds ridiculous. And it is ridiculous.
A little bit entertaining.
But that's the way it is. I guess to get into it, you want to jump into some Make It, Josh?
Yeah.
Let me go here. First of all, I'm going to say the password. It's got a password setting. That's excellent. I cannot imagine playing through this at one go.
Oh, yeah, no.
I think there's 4 or 5 worlds, 10 worlds in each one. And, dude, that's a lot of ball juggling.
Yeah, right, it's there. A lot.
The animations, now that the startup screen looked a little rough, but once you got into the actual game, the animations and the sprites were pretty good.
Decent, yeah. Pretty decent.
I mean, for a 92, I kind of got the feeling like I was playing a Game Boy game before I found out it was released on the Game Boy.
Yeah.
So, it was fine. And another thing that is fine, I think probably you'll probably like it more than I did, but it was okay. But the music was pretty good. I got it as good. I wasn't right home about it, but it was good.
I won't write home about it, but it was solid just because of a simple fact of I know in a lot of Nintendo games, sometimes music is way overbearing and not good at all. Sound effects are not good at all half the time. And that was during the era whenever you would mute the TV and crank up the radio type deal. And this here, I could keep it or leave it, which signifies that it wasn't bad for me.
Well, I've got in here, you know, and I guess this kind of goes into why I think the music, you know, is good. I mean, it wasn't bad. I don't want you to think that, but it wasn't knocking my socks off. But part of what probably made it to me, you know, better was the levels. I got the short level, the level designs.
Yep.
Short levels, and it was unusually fast paced.
Yeah.
Like as I was playing it, like especially after I get like to level 7, like the first time I think I got to like level 4, then I got to like level 7, then I die and I got to start back at the first one. So like the first levels are pretty easy once you've did them, and it gets pretty damn tough as it goes on. It does
get harder.
But as I'm going through the first levels, I'm like, man, I'm flying through here. I was like, I bet there's some freakazoid speed runs.
Oh.
There is.
I figured.
There is.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, there's going to be some fucking outrageous speed runs in this. And it may have exceeded as outrageous as it could be.
Okay.
I think it's these freaks are on a new level right here with this.
Another thing about this game I really like is that the whole aspect of trying to juggle the bouncy ball, golf ball, or anything like that was very interesting to me because I don't think I've ever played a game that was sort of like that unless you count like a Mario Party-ish style game where it's like a little mini game that you got to do. To do this to the entire level and make it to where you destroy or defeat enemies that way was kind of cool. I did like that you had power-ups as well.
Mm-hmm.
They helped you out to a point.
You had 3 or 4 or 5 different hats.
Yeah.
That made you fall slower.
Jump a little higher, I think, was one of them.
Yeah, one of them. You hit it, and it goes automatically to the biggest ball.
And then you had a magnet one. I tried to keep the magnet one as long as I could. That was my favorite.
Another thing, too, is unlimited continues.
Yep.
Always
nice.
the bosses overall were okay.
Yep.
I made it into like halfway through the second level. I didn't get very far into this game. But the bosses were okay. They're fun. Thank God. The first one shit wrecked me the first time I played it, but you kind of figure it out.
Yeah.
One thing I should say, and you hit the nail on the head too, is I appreciate getting an original fucking game.
Yeah.
And I go ahead and tell you, there's no game that I've ever played that was quite like this. Yeah. Like, you want some originality? I don't know where you get a goddamn monkey named Spanky bouncing balls off his fucking head.
Yep.
And killing a bunch of fucking fiendish fruits because some witch Morticia. The only time I've ever heard Morticia is Adam's Family. Yeah. Like, I don't even know. I don't even know what to think of it. And I will say, the game overall, I think the proper word I've got for it here, it's pleasant.
Yep. I agree with pleasant.
I've got, like, a couple, like, one of them here is, I think it's got a pretty good replayability. Just because not only is there a lot there and it ramps up the difficulty, but even on the first levels, like, if you don't do it just right, like, if the ball don't bounce just right and you miss, like, I feel like you can play the same level and have to go about it two different ways.
Yeah, have a different experience.
Because if you, like, the first time I got into, like, I can't remember if it was level 2 or level 3, where they're running at you and there's, you know, like a little bouncer to get up on the other level. Like, yeah. The first time I played it, I bounced it 3 times, hit, killed them 3. Second time, I missed them. They fucked me up.
Yeah, they got you.
So it's like every level plays a little different. It's not that it necessarily plays different, but it's dependent on how good or bad you are in that level. I think the level design in the background, the level design I thought was simple, and I think a lot of the levels are the same levels, but just you don't notice it because the background makes it seem so much different.
Yeah, the background changes, which was cool, and I won't go all the way out to say that the levels were the same. They probably had the same default build, but they probably moved a couple of things and added a little couple things.
Well, I don't know that I've played a game where the background mask that design. Like you don't notice it. I mean, it's essentially the same game. It's 3 tiers, or, well, you got somewhere you go up higher. But a lot of the levels are essentially the same level, but just because there's a pretty background behind it and a different enemy, it does that exceptionally. Probably the best of any game that we've played.
Now, I know that you said that, but I will go ahead and tell you one of the games that done that sort of done the same level design, different backgrounds, that increased, that made it seem like time was going by faster, was Sonic. You start out in the morning, and as you progress through the game, it starts to get darker, and then whenever you defeat Eggman, it's like midnight.
Okay.
And like, since it's like world 1, you know, 1-1, and it goes to 1-3, almost each one of them is the exact same copy, just they realign them, but with the time, different backgrounds makes it seem unique.
Okay.
Just so you know, you have to shit on Sonic, well, but...
It's
that was the first time
Sonic's a poor man's Mr. Nuts, so I say that as he takes a drink of beer.
Yeah, I can't retaliate on that.
Guy that wears a shirt that says M Eagle. I was like, why does this say I am Eagle? Oh, it's American Eagle, it just says M Eagle. Like, it's like Moon, like the retarded wolf. Moon, you're a damn retarded eagle. It's M Eagle. 2 things I got, last 2 I got is number 1. Strangely addicting.
Yeah, that's what,
like,
I'm saying.
It's not like it's... I don't know that you can even say it's not really my type of game, because there's no other game out there that I know that's like this. So I don't think it's anybody's game.
It's pleasant.
But it is pleasant, it's addictive, and it's a son of a bitch at the same time. So you kind of got the trifecta going.
Yep.
And the one thing that probably caught me off guard, that's the most original part of this game, that I'm going to give it props, is it's not like a bait and switch, but when you turn this game on, it looks like you're about to play a platformer.
Yeah.
And what you essentially walk into is a fucking puzzle game.
Yeah.
Like, there is platforming aspects, and there's the action adventure, but in its bare bones of it, it's a fucking puzzle game to me.
Yeah, you gotta figure out how to leave that level.
So when you look at it and you start playing it, you're just like, this isn't necessarily what I expected, but by that time, you know, it's already got its hooks in you a little bit.
Yep.
So, with all that being said, I'm done with the making on this, Josh.
Okay.
Do you have anything you want to add?
I don't know, this may be in your break it, but it was in my make it. Each little different setting of the ball attack that you had. You had a golf ball, baseball, soccer ball, basketball is I think what it was.
Yeah. It was baseball, soccer ball, volleyball.
Was it volleyball?
I think it was volleyball. The one that went around like
a circle.
And then the basketball
was the five.
Yes.
And they all done something different, which was actually really neat, and I really liked that.
So...
Just
hypothetically, if you're a fucking monkey and all the fruits have been turned into a fiend by somebody named Morticia, I've not got this in Make It or Break It. It's just honest question. Why is Spanky throwing fucking baseballs and volleyballs and basketballs and soccer balls at the fucking fruit?
What else do you want him to throw at him?
I imagine you think he's in the fucking jungle. He's a goddamn monkey. How many damn basketballs do you see in the damn jungle?
You're not wrong.
Much less five of them raining hell upon these fiendish fruits.
Maybe this was the beginning of the whole Air Bud series where a dog plays basketball and soccer and stuff like that.
It says it's a magic ball that he was bouncing on his head. I don't understand it. I guess I ain't got to.
What happened if there was a shipwreck and he flipped through a magazine and there's a goddamn ghost in here?
There's a fucking ghost. It's Matthew McConaughey.
It is. Sailor. He's trying to tell us that it was always us humans that time traveled.
But no. Spoiler alert on an 8-year-old movie.
But no, like, what if he got a magazine and it was a sports magazine? And what if it was like a Nintendo Power and it was Sonic Soccer or Mario Soccer and you got that fireball kick going at you or that tennis ball hit?
You've lost me. I'm out. I gotta roll in to break it. Horrible opening scene.
Yeah, it's bad.
And it looks fucking horrible.
It's bad.
Like, it doesn't even, like, that's where I'm like, I'm playing a fucking Game Boy game.
Yeah.
It's like, I ain't even playing Amiga. Yeah. This is fucking Game Boy. But I guess the opening scene, it doesn't tell you shit. It basically shows a shadow of this fucking Morticia witch. And I guess you constitute this to one weak ass story.
Yeah.
So, I mean, am I expecting the great American masterpiece of storytelling about a fucking witch and a monkey? And I guess that's goddamn Wizard of Oz now that I think of it. Like, I was going to say, you throw a goddamn basketball in there and that's essentially the stuff. But yeah, I don't know how you make a better story, but it was a pretty weak story. Very ugly opening scene.
Yeah.
I can't remember the other game that we played several weeks ago, but, you know, once you got in the gameplay, it definitely picked itself up.
Yeah.
Aspect of bouncing the bubble or the ball and to release more balls is weird, but not so much in a good way, I don't think.
It was not bad for me.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad, but it was definitely weird. And you're like, so, and this, I've gotten here to, why the fuck is the fruit your enemy? It's because I guess the damn witch bewitched it, but I don't know. I just feel like it's a questionable choice. You know,
attack of the vegans.
I guess. I don't know. I'm going to go on this, and this might be unpopular, Josh. I feel like you need a second fucking attack. Like a goddamn punch or something. Or a kick.
A kick.
Or something.
A tail swap.
Yes. Like fucking Radical Rex. I don't know. I just felt like I needed something else. Or maybe if we're going to be hitting balls up in the fucking air, maybe you give me like a paddle ball to paddle
like, and hit him with. Like, I ain't saying I need something that shoots across the damn room, but I'm over here, like, goddamn, got three fucking fiendish fruits coming at me, and I'm over here trying to hit this son of a bitch. I got to go. Like, I missed once. I'm just fucked, I guess, you know. I've got in here that I think the difficulty... You get past the first one,
it ramps up.
It gets way too real, way too quick.
It ramps up quick.
You know, it adds to the lure. I mean, it is for me, but
same. Level one was your tutorial, buddy.
Level one got me feeling good. Level two let me know I was a piece of shit.
You think you're good at this game? Here's a dick. Have it.
Yeah, this game's not some fuck you game. Fuck you. I've only got one more big break it for you. Is there anything you got on your heart for it, Josh?
I will say that one of my biggest break it's was the fruit themselves. Like Pitzel, they weren't bad, but did you actually pay attention to their movements and everything like that?
No, because I was trying to bounce a fucking ball up in the goddamn
air. If you pay attention to some of their movements are very clunky and robotic looking. Okay. Like it gets pretty bad. Not chugging, but it looks very close to chugging.
And I guess it probably leans more on the make it part. The game's only got the fucking two buttons, and it seems to work fine. You know, maybe on the break it, you could say, hey, maybe you should give me some more options. What the hell you give me? I don't know. I don't know what you give me. Maybe you give me
give you a American football that you can throw.
That'd be all right. Yeah, that's as good as I can
that's
think.
That's it.
That would be as good as anything. Maybe a dodgeball or something. I don't know.
Dodgeball, something. But yeah, so a throwable weapon.
So, my last one, which is probably my biggest break it, is I think no matter how good or bad you are at this game, some of this game is just chalked up to dumb fucking luck, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. You can go through the damn stage and breeze through it like a fucking champ, like you're the wizard from the movie, just rolling through here. Or you could be the baddest motherfucker in the world that misses one damn shot on one of these bastards, and then you look like a damn fool.
Then you get chained.
The room for error is minuscule.
Yeah, it's very slim.
So it didn't really bother me as much as in like round one and round two, or level two really fucked me up. But I feel like you could be a really good player and you could have a really bad run and like look like me.
Yeah.
And you could be a damn world record speedrunner. Yeah. But you could just look like a fucking schlub on the wrong day at the wrong time. And that part kind of bothered me because, you know, I know you're a get good gamer.
I am.
And I think there is a level of get good to this game, but there's also the wild card that you ain't going to have a control to.
There's also dumb luck.
So that's all I've got on the break.
I get it. I mean, yeah, there was some dumb luck abilities that came out. That's one of the reasons why I kept the magnet hat.
Uh-huh.
Fuck the one that sent you all the way to the ultimate weapon. Because I will say this, the volleyball spin attack,
I think I was better at that. And see, that's what fucked me up the first time, is I think I was going for the basketball attack.
No, change
it. And that volleyball attack, I think, is the perfect boss killer.
It is. It is 100% great. That's why I kept Magnet Hat for the most part.
Okay. So, if you've not got anything left on your heart, Josh, I don't really have crazy fun facts. I don't have any reviews for it. I've got speedrun, I've got price charting, and I've got two small fun facts.
So, okay.
We'll power through our fun facts.
Give me the two little small ones.
The Game Boy title in Japan was called, and it's English translated.
English translated.
Uh-huh. I'll give you a spoiler. It's two words, and it's blank monkey.
Spank monkey?
No, but that's pretty good. I wouldn't even thought of that. It's a lucky monkey, which I feel is pretty fucking accurate.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, this one's a little obscure. In 1992, Barcelona had the Olympics. Barcelona, Spain.
Yeah.
there was a comic in which Spanky made a fucking cameo. Of all the things to randomly put in your comic, Spanky shows up in it.
I mean,
I was going to say there's plenty of balls there in these sports. But at the same time, I don't know that any of them, maybe a volleyball would be one. Well, I guess a basketball is one. Baseball, yeah. I don't know that they were, maybe they were playing them in 92. What was the other one? Baseball, basketball.
It's volleyball. Either a tennis or a golf.
Fuck, I forgot what the damn other one was. But that actually might make a little more sense. He's got all the damn sports there. Most of them Olympic sports, or was at some point.
Yeah.
So that's my little tennis. Bit of fun facts.
Table tennis.
Ping pong. You want to know about some speed runs, Josh?
Yeah.
Now, I don't understand why. But when I pull it up, there's two. It's just beating the game. Any percent U.S. And then there's an any percent Japan. Oh,
two different tops.
Yes.
So maybe the gameplay is different in Japan.
I don't know.
Level design maybe or something. Something's got to be fundamentally different with it at that point, right?
I guess. I'm sorry. I've tried to make some of this as a surprise to me, so I pull it up and I don't really pay attention.
Yeah.
And I've been a little shook by some of the information.
You have been shook?
I looked at the times, but we'll come back around to this.
Okay.
You will appreciate these speed runs.
Okay. But yeah, if there's two, if there's an American and Japan setting or differencing, then I'm assuming that there has to be something fundamentally different with the American version versus the Japan version.
I'd say you're probably getting a little different, maybe a level different or more levels, less levels.
Yeah, level layout.
So,
what if the Japan version, instead of a volleyball, it was a kendo stick?
I don't know about it. It might as well just be a damn sushi roll. Just goddamn.
What if it was sushi related?
A goddamn tempura, shrimp tempura popping out.
What if Morticia didn't change the fruits in the Fiendish Monster? What if she changed sushi in the Fiendish Monster?
What if it wasn't a monkey and it was one of those cats with the hand that goes back?
Oh, Nia Cat? Lucky Cat?
I guess.
Yeah, Money Cat.
All right. If you had to guess, I don't know if you beat this game. I did not. If you had to guess, how long do you think it would take you playing through? Like, if you had unlimited lives and it didn't give you a reset. I mean, I feel like it would take me, you're going like 40, 50 levels here. I don't know if there's a warp or anything somewhere in there.
About to say, I think
if I played it nonstop with unlimited lives and no continues, that's where I could pick up where I got hit. I think I'd probably do it in like an hour and a half.
I was going to say a solid hour and a half to maybe two.
So
it depends on my gameplay style, too. If I'm killing all the enemies or if I'm just running through and grabbing the key and leaving.
The record for the American was set 1 month ago.
Oh, shit. So it's active.
Yes. And the Japanese was set 26 days ago. The Japanese.
Oh, shit.
The Japanese completed by the same person. Japanese was completed in a quicker time. But with all that being said, what do you think? Just so you know, the sixth place person is from Quebec. And then there's some Americans. And then France on there.
Is France the one that owns it?
Yes.
Is it Le Hulk?
It is Le Hulk.
Yeah! So, Le Hulk is back!
That's why it got me shook.
Le Hulk is back!
What do you think just give me a fucking retarded number.
Okay, you said retarded number?
Yeah. Yeah.
17 minutes. Your beer has formed a bubble.
You're right on the Japanese. We'll flip there. The Japanese. There is a bald Nate.
Okay, good name.
5 years ago, he did it in 40 minutes and 5 seconds. Played it with the original cart.
Ooh.
Hanage from Japan. Honage. They did it 19 minutes, 32 seconds 2 months ago. 26 days ago, Lay Hulk with a quote, quite a few small mistakes, but pretty good on a whole. Did it in 17 minutes, 55 seconds.
Okay, Lay
that Hulk. Is fucking whiz.
That's Lay
Hulk. And I know Lay Hulk has his, all that shit's going to be uploaded. That's almost worth spending 17 minutes.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'll probably watch that, honestly, just to see.
So the American one is a little slower. You want to take a gander, a guess at that?
You said a little slower? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 1850. Almost 19.
Well, the Zero Lag Gaming from Quebec 8 years ago did 54 minutes, 19 seconds. Dr. Auto. Oh, I thought it said Auto. Yeah, it does. I thought it said Auto Pay, but it is Autopsy from Minnesota. Did it 42 minutes, 20 seconds. 7 years ago, Leaky Desu from just says United States. Did it in 26 minutes, 32 seconds. FF Gamer 86 from Florida did it in 23 minutes, 4 seconds. That was 11 years ago. That's fucking OG.
Yeah.
And
Lay Hulk comes in with the win.
Ice Plug.
Okay.
From Iowa, which has a very unique, it looks like a, his avatar looks like a fish either holding a trident or shooting pool. I can't really tell, but it is interesting. 5 years ago, did it 21 minutes and 19 seconds, and Lay Hulk fucking dropped his or her nuts in Hoochie Coochie and did it in 19 minutes and 6 seconds.
Okay.
So, Lay Hulk did it again.
It's been a minute since we've seen from Lay Hulk.
It is, and I can only imagine... There, he's got an Aladdin speed run on here, too.
Oh, God.
There's just so many fucking ones that he's... Like, he has got obsessive disorder. Like, Demon's Crest has got 5 different fucking ones, and he's got all 5 of them.
Okay.
He has got a sick obsession, and I salute you. He's well, the first one I've seen, he's not first on... is on the Lion King on Super Nintendo. He is 10th, and he did it in 12 minutes and 40 seconds.
Oh, goddamn.
So, hard to call somebody a pussy for
what?
That one.
Guess what? Spoiler alert. I'm not beating Lion King.
I beat either Lion King or Aladdin one time as a kid, unless I've just made this up until I've convinced myself that this really happened. Now...
I knew you were about to reference that.
My hands. Age has caught up with me. They don't work the way they used to.
These old feeble hands.
Yes. All right. We're going to wheel it in. We're going to do a little price charting, Joshua. So... I can give you, you can pick a random date, or I can tell you where it's at its lowest and where it's at its highest.
Let me get my reach for the stars. I don't know.
Is there a Morticia multiplier in this one?
See, I thought about it, but I think I got to do the multiplier of possibly 2 different cards.
Well, this one's all in, North American.
Oh, I know that, but the math still has to be applied.
Oh, okay. I ain't going to try to tell you nothing.
All right, give me a low and a high. I want to go low and high on this one.
Okay, it looks like 2012, perhaps. Nope, I take it back. In 2010, a loose copy was $3.74.
Okay, 2010. $3.74.
Yep.
Okay.
And 2022, late 2021, was at its highest at $32.44.
All right.
So you got a pretty good range.
Okay. This is loose cart. 2022. Let's see here. That was us starting to go back into the goddamn bullfrogs out here.
I know. Fucking Spanky.
That was us, the U.S., starting to slowly recover from the whole COVID pandemic, right? Which we never fully recovered from.
Sure.
So, okay. So, that difference there is roughly $27. I'm going to say that now, here it is, 2024, going on to the fourth quarter of that, I'm going to say we're looking at maybe 25.
A loose cart is 28.49.
Okay.
Okay, so we got a complete price.
Uh-huh.
So just put this in your pipe to smoke it. A loose cart's 28.49. A box only is 47.15.
Okay.
A manual is $19.33.
Okay.
Should that equal the complete price or should it not?
I doubt it. I highly doubt it. So 25 is the loose.
A loose cart, they're tracking it one sale per week. Yeah. They complete, they're tracking it one sale per month.
Okay. So I'm going to say that a complete, after I add those in there, I'm going to give it, do I go plus or minus on this? Let's see here.
Carry the one.
I'm trying to figure it out. Get
the lowest common denominator.
I'm proud of you, George.
I've struggled to get that one out. I'm proud of you. I blacked out a little bit.
I'm going to say a complete is going to run 64.
A complete? It's $87.65.
87? Okay.
There's one new per year. There's one graded one that shows sold per year. The graded one's $474.
Okay.
So, let me see if I can actually.
Okay, so you said rated.
And I think it was a 9.4B.
Okay.
So, pretty high. So, I mean, some stuff that you want the 9.6 and 9.8, but yeah.
9.4B isn't
bad. 9.4B on a game that's probably older than most people listening, or at least your kids.
Yeah. Okay. So a new one, I'm going to say is roughly, I'm going to say 350. I'm going to cut that down by.
Pretty high.
Pretty high?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go.
I feel like this game is probably,
you said a
normal.
About to say, you said a complete was 84?
Complete was
87.
Don't act like that $3 threw the fucking equation off. Shit. You're so full of shit.
87. Okay.
Yeah, you would think that he's just talking shit and spitting a number, but he's actually writing numbers. I don't know that he's doing math, and I'm not checking his work. But there's arrows drawn, there's numbers, and dollar signs. So I think he's convinced himself that this is a real thing.
I don't think COVID works in this one. The speed run? No. I'm forgetting one thing. I knew it. I said at the beginning, I'm forgetting the other style. I'm forgetting the Japan marker on this one. So let's do America into this one, which means that it's probably more abundant. I'm going to say with that, let's run, I'm going to say $226.
$185.
Okay.
So at the end of the day.
Okay. I was thinking about either adding 100 to that or 150, or 150-ish. So I added the 150-ish to it because of the Japanese and America difference.
So we're going to round it down just so I don't have to. I get an even number. We're going to say $28 is what the card is.
It was what? How much?
120.
186?
185 for a new one.
Oh, one.
Which I think's pretty solid. I mean, you go 28, to 87 to 185, that's normal. I'm about to say, sometimes you go like 28 to 87 to like 500. But at the end of the day, let's just call it $28. $14 are the cartridge. Which are you taking, Josh?
You're probably going to take the money on this one.
I think you're right. $28. Like, I ain't even really griefing the new price, and the complete seems a little high. But it is an Atsumi game, and there probably is a little collectability on
that's
that.
That's what I'm thinking too, but
$28 for this game is too much.
Yeah.
Now, if you told me, like I said, $28, I'll give you 14 or the cartridge. If it was 14 and you offered me 7 or the cartridge, I'd probably take the cartridge.
Yeah.
Just because it is unique.
And it's Natsumi at that point, but
28 yeah. seems a little high. Like,
yeah.
I would pay $10 for this cartridge. But at the same time, the box, the one grief I have with the box is, let me pull one up because I don't know that you've ever seen the front of the box. It's pretty plain box.
I see the front of the box whenever I download the emulator.
So it's just essentially,
yeah.
I mean, it's,
yeah.
It don't make any sense, but if you actually play the game, then it is pretty on point, you know. But anyways, so we're going to roll into the rankings,
just
Josh.
So you know, I'm going to start naming each page of my math just in case we do get people listening. And if they do want to end up getting this, that way we can just...
I got bad handwriting, but it is actually relatively neat. But I don't know, you've got... I feel like some of these might be made up symbols for whatever math you're doing.
What made up symbols?
I don't know. I can't tell if that's a square root or you wrote a J.
Oh, this?
No, I was looking on the other page.
Oh, no, that square. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So just
this
65-ish. What's the square root of that? Because you're doing the fucking math right here. Just tell me. Get me close.
So a 65 ish. Was you adding the box and the manual to it, plus the game.
Okay. Now, he's not using a calculator when he does it. That's why I'm like, I don't know what the square root of 65 is.
And then down here,
is.
You also have the multiplier of Marv, which I guess is Marvel. Because this was all Marvel related. This was Captain America and the Avengers.
I just put my ranking in. Because I like to kind of do this as we talk, because you bring up stuff that I may have overlooked. And I don't know. I think I'm pretty accurate on it.
Okay.
Now, overall, I appreciate it. It's an original game.
Yep.
It's fun, you know, to a point. I think too many levels for me, you know.
Level design, again, too many levels. Nowadays, yes. But what if this was a...
I don't know. Too many levels might not even be a fair assessment.
Because what if you rented this on the weekend from the grocery store?
Yeah, you'd play the shit out of it. But, you know, I mean, also you watch people that know what they're doing and they're doing this.
Look at the fucking speedrun. You know? I mean...
But, you know, I actually enjoyed the game. You know, I don't know that I'll ever play the game again. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it if somebody said, hey, I want to find a... pretty fucked up Super Nintendo game that's fun. I'd be like, hey, I got one for you. It's Spanky's Quest.
Yeah.
Plus, I think it probably gets some notoriety because it's Spanky's and it's a fucking monkey.
Yeah.
So, there ain't nothing more 90s than Spanking the Monkey. That is where the term was really popular, at least.
Spank the Monkey.
So, I've ranked mine. I know where I want to be.
Talk me through.
Okay.
Because I'm still undecided on where I want to rank.
So, I got, just so you know, my rankings is Kirby Superstar, Captain Commando, Super Star Wars, Bugs Bunny, what do we call it? Whatever Rampage, Rabbit Rampage, Captain America and the Avengers, Zool, Rocko's Modern Life.
Is it Rabbit Rampage?
I think it is Rabbit Rampage.
I thought it was Bugs Bunny's something. I have to go back through my history to look.
But yeah, Zool, Rocko's Modern Life, and Artie Lightfoot. Better than Zool, Rocko's Modern Life, Artie Lightfoot.
Yeah. Was it?
I think it was Bugs Bunny and Rabbit Rampage.
Yeah, Rabbit Rampage.
Now, he's got a couple other ones, too.
He does. That's what I was looking at.
So, Captain America's and the Avengers, kind of, I think that's where there's a step up from Zool. Zool wasn't horrible. I feel like there is Zool, Rocko's Modern Life, and Ari Lightfoot is definitely in a class of their own at the bottom. Captain America, even though it wasn't that great, wasn't great at all. It was okay. And Bugs Bunny was okay. Superstar Wars Empire Strikes Back was pretty good. Captain Commando and Kirby were solid, yeah. You know. So it's nowhere as near as good as a Captain Commando or a Kirby. But I would say it's going to come in around Superstar Wars Empire Strikes Back and Bugs Bunny, Rabbit Rampage. And to be honest, I think Star Wars is probably better. But I would rather play this than Bugs Bunny. Not that Bugs Bunny was horrible, but I feel like Bugs Bunny, there's 100 games like Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
So, like, I can play a better game that is similar to Bugs Bunny. Like, I would rather play, like, one of the Disney games.
I would rather play a unique game.
I don't know that I will play another game that's like Spanky's Quest. So, yeah. It kind of put it up. And like I say, as you're playing the game, it's not like it's just completely engulfed you with fun. But you start thinking, oh, I'm better than that. Oh, here's what I need to do. And next thing you know, you're kind of fucking addicted to it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like sneaky good is what I'm going to call it. So I'm going to put Spanky's as number 4 on my list.
Okay. So it is on the mountain.
It is on the mountain. And when I look at it, you know, I actually was thinking, is it better than Super Star Wars? I don't know. I think it's better than Bugs Bunny and then the fodder on the bottom. So, okay. you've got Star Wars as your number 1.
Yep.
Captain Commando, Kirby. Bugs Bunny, Zool. Captain America and the Avengers, Rocko's Modern Life, Artie Lightfoot. I don't know if my judgment has clouded yours or brought you a little enlightenment or none of the above. I would feel to say that this game is definitely going to be better than Artie Lightfoot and Rocko's Modern
Life. Oh, yeah, 100%.
In my opinion, it's better than Zool, but you got Captain America and then Zool.
Yeah.
So
Captain America, the reason why I ranked it so low is I remember playing that in the arcade.
Plus, we've played several of these like arcade style beat 'em ups, and I do think this is the worst one that we've played, with the exception of Venom Spider-Man, but you know, 1A, 1B, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm with you. It is better than that. I think it is better than Zool, even though Zool was pretty unique. It is
unique.
It was another unique style game because it had a unique story. You're a ninja from the nth dimension, protected imagination land.
That is pretty crazy.
Music was pretty fire, especially in the electro music world.
What I think is the thing that jumps out at me that I absolutely love was that your save points were the 3.5-inch floppy disk.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing out of the whole Zool.
But it's also a poor man's Mega Man.
I don't even know if it's that. It's something a little more weird in my opinion.
But I will say this, you are 100% dead right. This game is better than Buds, so this is number 4 on my mountain as well.
So you're, let me put Spanky's Quest.
Yeah. We're moving Buds down one.
So you're, just for the record, going Super Star Wars, Captain Commando, Kirby, Spanky's Quest, Bugs Bunny, Zool, Captain America, Rocko, and Artie.
Yep.
I think I ain't got, that's where I've got it at.
I'll say.
I probably got more issue with you having Star Wars ahead of Captain Commando and Kirby than where you put Spanky.
I enjoyed Star Wars just slightly better.
The problem
is, just slightly though.
I think like the whole gameplay, I mean, when you look at the cover of the artwork and the sprites, I feel like if you'd had a better story, I feel like you were like missing one or two things, and this could have been like a game like that parents would just buy for their kids. I don't know how many Spanky's games there are. I know that there's the Japanese, the Game Boy. I think they ported it over to the Switch online, but it's like I feel like if Spanky's would have just been like one, maybe two steps better, you might have got a Spanky's 2, and then maybe you got like a Spanky's on a new, like on the Nintendo 64. Like, I feel like it was just a little off from making it.
It could have been a franchise.
I felt like you were... because it looks, and I mean, in the gameplay, it's very family friendly.
Yeah.
And that's, I feel like you were just missing it. Like, they've just missed it a little bit, I feel like. I feel like it could have been a lot bigger than what it is. But I think overall, the community really likes Spanky's Quest.
I think the biggest thing about it is that they missed, is like you said, there wasn't a second attack.
But even
I think if they gave you that second attack, that there would have probably been that little notch to move it on a little bit.
But even in 1992, you know, there's a lot of shit that's been going on with video games. I just give you props for giving me something I've never played. I don't even ever played nothing like it to today, much less than 1992.
Yeah.
So, at the end of the day, Josh, we got... I don't know what your prediction is going to be for the
next week. I've got no idea.
You got... The problem is... I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind...
We're at the end of the season.
We're at the end of the season. Are we getting a Natsumi game? Maybe we're getting a game with another monkey in it.
Or are we getting something completely unique to move on into the next season?
Or are we getting a sports game because there were sports balls involved in this one?
And we haven't had one this season.
That is kind of surprising. So I don't know of another game that's got a monkey in it, unless it's the Lion King.
Donkey Kong.
Oh, you're right. That'd be fire. That would be pretty fire.
Donkey Kongs are apes and everything like that. They're part of the whole. I mean,
I'm gonna cop out on this one, and I'm calling. We're gonna get on my IGN list. We're gonna get a top 100 game on the IGN list.
Okay.
So
whether that be Donkey Kong,
it could
or
be
sports,
NBA Jam. Yeah, yes. Could be any of so the sports. I'm casting.
Could
the
be
net.
A Natsumi game. Because I'm pretty sure there's at least one or two Natsumi games on the IGN Top 100. Ooh, where do I go with this?
I mean, I don't really have it. Now, the cover of it has got, just so you know, they're on a beach.
Yep.
There's fruit involved, and it doesn't, I didn't really realize he's got a big fucking banana.
He does have a big
That does banana. Make me feel awful Donkey Kong-ish right here.
Yeah.
I'm just going to call a top 100 game. I don't know where you go on this one. There ain't been a whole lot of correlation, I don't think.
I think this game will be a unique game and bring us into the second season.
What do you mean a new unique? Just unique like this is gameplay? Why
RPG.
Or we're just getting...
No, RPG. I think we're going to have no correlation with anything that
we play. So we're just getting a genre that we don't have.
Yeah, a genre that we don't have.
We'll give you that. A genre we ain't played, which would cover sports. It would cover sports. You're going RPG, but I'll give you the sports aspect too.
Because we haven't had a sports genre.
Nope, you're right.
So, and honestly, there's only... We've done arcade style, smash and grab, platform, puzzle.
I've had to. I don't know why.
Do we do shooter?
Last season we did.
I'm talking about this.
Operation Thunderbolt was, I think, our last shooter, really.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was like gallery shooter.
Yeah.
I've had stuck in my head, and I give up on it because it's one game. I've had fucking Earthworm Jim stuck in my head. Like, I remember that being a fire game. I don't know if it holds up anymore. I remember it being definitely
I'm still different. Wanting my Mario Quest of the Seven Crowns, buddy. My Mario RPG. I played the new one. I played the remake. I want the old.
Okay, I've never played either one. I almost bought the remake, but they weren't $39. I'm like, I could pretty much buy that used for $39 now. So I passed on it, but I'm with you. I kind of would feel like I'm cheating. Like, I know there are some games that are just like, hey, like Super Mario 64. They're like, play it on a Switch. It'll save your thumb the heartache.
Yeah.
You're getting raped by that stick. But I don't know. I feel like a true RPG, like... Secret of Mana. An all-time favorite for me.
Yeah.
I played the PS4 remake. It freaked me out a little bit. Like, their heads are too big. They got them big-ass eyes. I'll give me the Super Nintendo. I will stand on a mountain that has got... It's a top 10 game. I'm saying it's a top 5 fucking game.
Secret of Mana.
It may not be when we get through with it. PS4 one, I'm like, I've got to platinum this. I couldn't get through it. It kept freaking me out,
man. Oh, really?
It kept freaking me out.
See, I done the remake of Chrono Trigger, the remastered version of it, and the same thing.
Well, I've heard that the Chrono Trigger on the DS, that's the way to play it.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot easier. It's a lot more fluid. You get more options, but, you know, whatever. I guess it's Tisket Tasket.
Yeah.
So, either way, we're coming back at you. Josh is calling a unique genre, specifically RPG.
Yep.
And I'm just copping out and saying, hey, I'm taking a 1 in 7 chance. Give me a top 100 game. I guess it's less than, well, it's probably more than 1 in 7. But anyways, we'll come back at you next week. We're going to wrap up the season. And then after we wrap up the season, we will take a break. But we will give you the rankings before we take a few week break to get set up on season 7.
Yeah.
So let's see what we're going to finish it out with, Josh.
See you. All right. See you, bud.